Efraín Gómez Jr. calls for legal workforce solutions and construction training. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Efraín Gómez Jr., treasurer of the South Texas Builders Association, called for legal workforce pathways, expanded construction training and continued cooperation between employers and elected officials during a regional forum focused on labor shortages and housing affordability. Gomez, who owns a local construction company specializing in development projects, said he has worked in the construction industry for 24 years. He developed an interest in the profession while still in high school. "It has been my plan A, plan B, and plan C," Gomez said. During the forum's question and answer session, Gomez asked elected officials how federal policies could recognize the workforce and economic realities of South Texas while upholding the law. "We are not opposed to the rule of law," Gomez said. "We are not advocating for a workforce that operates outside the law." He said employers need practical legal options that allow workers to enter the labor force through a secure and efficient process. "There must be viable legal pathways that allow people to enter the workforce through a secure, orderly, and efficient process," Gomez said. Gomez also connected the labor shortage to housing affordability. He said inflation, tariffs and workforce constraints have increased construction costs and made homeownership more difficult for younger residents. "The more I talk to our youth population, the less enthusiastic they are about being able to purchase a home as a young adult," he said. He asked participating officials what bipartisan steps they would support to ensure builders have enough workers to meet the region's housing needs. U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar said labor shortages can increase construction costs and home prices. "When you don't have enough workers, guess what happens? Prices go up, and housing goes up," Cuellar said. Gomez also asked elected officials to commit to an ongoing partnership with the South Texas Builders Association and local employers to develop workforce solutions and support immigration policies that address economic, community, and border concerns. He said the association is pursuing solutions through the South Texas Builders Initiative, a workforce development partnership involving South Texas College, Donna Independent School District, and IDEA Public Schools. The initiative is expected to provide accredited training in construction trades, including concrete construction and framing. Gomez said the first classes are scheduled to begin in fall 2026, with registration handled through South Texas College. "The program is designed to create a pipeline of skilled workers and connect students with opportunities in the construction industry. We're not here simply to identify problems or continue talking about them," Gomez said. "We're here to develop common-sense solutions." He encouraged residents with friends or relatives interested in construction careers to seek information about the program and enroll through South Texas College. Gomez also directed attendees to a community petition that organizers said will be presented in Washington, D.C., as part of the association's advocacy for workforce and immigration policies affecting South Texas businesses. See related stories. South Texas Builders Association calls for workforce solutions at Immigration Forum. Christina Morales calls for humane immigration policies at South Texas Builders Forum. Cuellar and Gonzalez call for legal workforce solutions at South Texas Builders Forum. Mario Guerrero calls for unity and workforce solutions at South Texas Builders Forum.